This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Innuendo Bingo features a very giddy Danny Howard who can't seem to stop spraying the water. I don't know what's wrong with him, but the best one for a while today. How much are the Love Island stars going to earn in the next year? Another Google game reveals far too much information. And hear what would happen during Chris's DJ set in Ibiza this weekend if I was allowed to go. Scott Mills here, how you doing? Okay, new Dizzy Rascal coming up and also Declan McKenna. All right, Eric?
Eric?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call you now.
Why is that?
Eric Prydz.
Yeah, okay, all right. I quite like that.
Look at you over there looking all like a superstar DJ because you're playing in some toilets in Ibiza at the weekend.
And how am I looking like a superstar DJ?
Dark T-shirt. All DJs have that. And also, I've noticed you bought your whack book. In today.
Yeah, I have actually.
Little laptop there for your tunes, so you've always got them at hand.
Yeah, it's so I can sort out the set that I'm going to do. The only problem is, I've got so many viruses on this thing now that it's acting really slowly.
I didn't think they got viruses.
Well, this one seems to have managed it somehow.
But I thought that was the thing with Wapple.
I'm not even joking. Like, all legitimate, where the music's coming from and everything, it's just the viruses seem to be on.
How?
I don't know. They just appear, don't they, after a while? I don't know if someone's trying to hack my set list.
Not
maybe
on my
Danny Howard or someone interfering.
Get an idea to see what you're playing.
I need to see what he's playing. Hacked.
You got some USB sticks of you?
Not yet. I need to. Look,
oh
it all needs sorting. Got time.
Stress.
Got time. It's all going to be fine and it's going to be fun. I'm genuinely excited about it.
What's the vibe of your set then? Are you? Is it new? Is it old? What's it going
to
be?
Talking to Clara about this because I'm not sure if people are expecting it to be funny or just straight up like go for the big guns, sort of rival the big DJs out there, and like really go for it. And I'm tempted to go with the latter.
But they'll go in the main room though.
So
and no, you can't play. Well, you can't play.
Here's the thing, Scott.
You can't play the same.
Everyone,
Annie Mac
listen,
will be next door smashing.
Yeah,
it
but
out.
You're missing the point here. Whether or not I'm in the big main room or not is irrelevant.
Or
because
the toilets.
Everyone that goes to the big main, you know, the main room there will need to go for a wee at some point.
Yeah.
And that's where I come in.
And so the toilets are always busy in Ibiza.
I think it's more a supplementary room to the main room. That's how I prefer to see it.
Right.
Because everyone...
But it is the toilets, though.
Everyone who goes to the main room will need to go there at some point.
Right.
I'm basically doing the same, if not a more important job than Annie Mac, than
sure.
Pito, you know... Because I'm serving a crowd that are in need.
Are you going to disappear completely up your own bottom by the end of the week? Or?
Oh, mate, I'm just excited. And I worry that you're trying to sort of rain on my parade a little bit.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, Dave.
Dave? I'll get it.
David Guetta.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. There'll probably be more of this over the next few days.
BBC Radio 1.
Russell's been on from North Yorkshire saying... listening yesterday afternoon, thought Chris was absolutely smashing it in the summer mix, then realised he's not doing it till Thursday. Yeah. Goes, come on, Chris, go large. Yeah, that wasn't you mixing it yesterday.
That's what I'm thinking, though. I'm pleased he agrees. Go large. That is where my head's at the moment.
When are you doing summer mix again?
So Thursday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy. That's a big look in itself. And then I'll be doing it on this show as well. Thursday afternoon. News to you?
Oh, no one told me about that.
Oh, we can cancel that one if you want.
Do we really have to? Do we
no,
really
we don't.
Need
I'm
two?
Fine. I'll do the morning. Let's not do the afternoon then. Sorted.
No, actually, for practice, you should definitely do the afternoon.
No, not if you. No, you're
no,
not
it's
bothered,
fine.
Then I won't put
absolutely
in the effort.
Fine. Hello, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Really good. I think you've created a monster here, mate.
Oh, what with Chris?
Yep. So you got him a DJ set in Ibiza on the show last week.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like, well, I'm calling him Eric Prydz. he's got a dark T-shirt on. He's got his MacBook at hand, ready to.
Really unleash the bangers.
Unleash the bangers.
Just don't
there.
Want to let you down, Danny. That's what it is.
We're
going to have so much fun.
Do you know what? I mean, you just have given me a little sneaky preview of your set and. All I can say is I'm so happy you're not on before me.
Really?
Because, I mean, that is going to take the roof off,
is it?
If I'm honest.
Off the toilet, yes.
Off the toilets, yeah.
I mean, they're unisex toilets, are they? Unisex,
I
yeah.
I think
they
so,
are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not playing the gents, am I? just like, it's like, I think it's slightly more broad than that.
What time is your set on at High Nightclub?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's late.
I think about
1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not that late for Ibiza.
Well, is that
that's
early
actually
doors?
Quite early.
Is
that,
it?
It is, yeah. I mean, usually the headliner of a normal night, Radio 1, it's just from start to finish, it's just like back-to-back headliners, but normally you go on about 4 a.m.
It's fascinating this, because whoever's on in the main room, I'm not sure who's on at that time. It's not yourself.
One o'clock.
Is it? That'd be awkward.
No, it's not. I'm on a bit earlier than that. Maybe I think Prids.
You're right. Joking me.
So
Eric Prids is in the main room when he's on.
No, but here's the thing. I say that's perfect because what I'm saying is, however good he is,
I'm pretty sure you can have call on me. By the way, yeah. I'm sure I'll let you have.
All right. Yeah. however good he is,
I mean, he is
people
quite
in
good.
That crowd, because the lineup was so good that night, no one can last the night without going to the toilet.
Right.
And what I'm saying, that's where I capture these people. It doesn't matter how good anyone is in the main room. The point is, when they need to go, they need to go, and I'll be there to provide.
This Scott. Person says you're more Eric Skids, aren't you?
Eric Skids, what a name. Yeah. Maybe I could have that written behind me.
I'd read out your name and credit you if I knew what it was, because you haven't sent it in.
I know what you're saying,
Eric Skids.
That is a great name.
That's what I'm saying. The toilets, really.
Maybe Scott, you should come over and before Chris is set, give out free water to everybody.
Well, no, I'm not invited or wanted. So
I'm sure you'd be wanted. Are you worried about getting in?
No. Please.
Because I can get you on the guest list.
I just don't. Shut up.
I probably can, anyway. I don't know, you could hold my... No,
they're quite tight on the guest list on these
not
nights.
Not being your assistant. I don't want to interrupt your fun boys. You just go in and have a lovely time. I don't want to interrupt.
I just bumped into Clara on the way in, and even she was like, my first time in Ibiza. Feels like...
Oh, Clara's going as well?
Clara's going, yeah.
Okay, cool. So
there's a lot of first times.
There is a lot of first times. Yeah. So we need you to come and balance it out, because I know you've been a few times, Scott.
I could bring the aftershave that you could spray people with.
Oh, yeah.
And you get lollipops as well.
I don't know if you have much of a say in it, Danny, but instead of sort of smoke machines and things like that, I could just liberally spray everyone in front of me, couldn't I? It could be like a mass spraying of aftershave and...
No Davidoff, no Havitoff.
Yes.
Come on, everyone comes out smelling glorious.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Right, okay, we're going to play Inu the Bingo after this. Scott Mills. Do you know what? There's some really nice messages of support. Carl's been on saying, Chris, you're going to smash it this weekend. That's really nice, actually. Really nice.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. George in Bristol says, can't believe Scott's going to miss Chris's Ibiza debut. Yeah, well, that's the way it is, isn't it?
Come on, Scott, you can do it.
I can't.
I know you're partial to a last minute.
I do like a last minute.
Fire up the private jet. And then...
Whatever.
You can borrow mine.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your Instagram.
Hey, all right.
A lot of EasyJet, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot so of that, much. Yeah.
And other airlines, obviously, which are the same. Right, so Danny Howard is playing Inu the Bingo today ahead of Radio 1's Ibiza Weekend. Let's get wet.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, lads, I like it when you're on because... You're not afraid to spray.
We love a spray.
Okay. What are you wearing down below there today, Chris?
Oh, I've got a pig onesie as a sort of skirt. Thing, just
pig onesie as a skirt. Is that not going to ruin your credibility as a dance DJ?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll go with a black T-shirt look, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is everyone
we were just
doing
discussing
black t-shirt
what
this
he should
year?
Wear. It's black T-shirt, isn't
black
it?
Black T-shirt, yeah.
Why?
Because that's what DJs wear.
Yeah. And I guess the longer the better as well.
Long line.
Yeah. Do you not feel it's a bit weird all looking the same?
No, that's what you do.
Just the way it is.
I'll take you shopping for some long lines tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd love it if you brought the mold, actually, and wore that. The pig. The onesie.
All you need, mate, is a couple of dark long lines. That's what I'm taking. And I go abroad.
Right. Nothing else.
No.
Okay, here we go. First up, it's a brand new clip from Good Morning Britain on ITV. And stand-in presenter Eamon Holmes has a new idea to boost their ratings. What are you putting your thumbs up for?
Isn't it wicked with him on it?
It is good.
Yeah.
I love him.
Instead of the huge.
Don't not like Piers, no? Mm. Right, well, I don't know how they're getting away with this at breakfast time, but I guess it's working for the audience figures.
As a matter of fact, you can hear the show was so successful, there's going to be so many offshoots, one of which is going to be GMB Island. Which is going to run later this year, where all us presenters from GMB get together on a little hideaway island.
I'm not sure I'm liking the sound of this one, personally.
And Piers, Alex and I beat everyone else off.
I'm not sure that's a great idea for a show. He hasn't thought that through.
And Piers, Alex and I beat everyone else off.
Thank you, Becky from Northampton, for sending that one. Remember, if you spot an innuendo, you can email me direct, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All we need to know is the programme, date and time, and we'll do the rest. Now it's over to This Morning on ITV. This Morning, I love it. It's so varied. It's like a completely different show every single day. And no matter when you tune in, there's always some sort of expert on hand to tell you something new. Although, I've absolutely no idea what this lady is an expert in, but it does sound quite interesting, and it certainly caught Ryland's interest.
But how do you get that curve on it?
Use your arm also, almost like a sort of...
little guide.
A guide, that's it. Because we're not trimming your balls today, we're just going to trim the bush.
A topiary expert there, teaching Ryland how to keep his bush and balls tidy. Mm.
Because we're not trimming your balls today, we're just going to trim the bush.
Not today.
Water, please. Good spray there, Danny.
Always.
Next, we're going over to BBC Local Radio, and it's Paul Miller on BBC Oxford. We join Paul describing the chaos that was caused after a recent flood in his hometown. Just when his next-door neighbour didn't think his week could get any worse...
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also... his back door was smashed in.
Poor guy.
What a terrible week. And a flood.
His back door was smashed in.
Okay, water, please. Next, it's a clip from the Lord of the Dance himself, Danny Howard. Now, I'm not that au fait with the names of all, like, the proper cool DJs and producers, but Nitron has done what to Reva Star? What, Danny?
Do you know what's happening here?
I think I remember this. I can't remember quite.
Well, this sounds like quite the remix.
This is Green Velvet and Detlef Freak It. Before that, Nitron, Shake Your House, coming on. Freak It. Real Stars.
Danny's lost it. You know what it is now, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, see if you can get through it. Water again, please.
The funny thing about that is in the studio, everyone was just literally started giggling. And I was like, what? I had no idea.
Okay, let's see if you can get through the whole thing. Here we go. We go again.
This is Green Velvet and Detlef Freak It. Before that, Nitron, Shake Your House, coming on. Reva Stars, Snatch.
What?
You're just making up words. That's not even a real sentence.
Snatch is the name of the record label.
Oh,
I see.
You're showing early signs of Tong. Because he does this quite a bit, doesn't he?
What?
He just says things.
Just makes that work.
He's just in it because the music's running. Like,
we never make it up.
With someone who is as legendary and has a voice like that as Pete Tong, literally, if you put some dance music on, he could say anything to me. Exactly. I don't care.
I agree.
What he says.
I agree.
I don't
Absolutely.
Care.
Coming on, Reva Stars, Snatch.
Label.
Maybe you should have thought about that, yeah. Water, please. We're going to a classic clip now from the sports report on Simon Mayo's show on Radio 2. A huge congratulations needs to go to the jockey Paddy Brennan for this wonderful achievement. But has anyone asked how Colin feels about all of this?
And jockey Paddy Brennan has clocked up his 1,000th jumps win in Britain and Ireland. He was riding Colin's sister.
Jesus, Danny! Gee!
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I see. Colin's sister's the name of the horse. He was riding the horse, Colin's sister, there.
He was riding Colin's sister.
Water, please. That spray took you by surprise, Chris, and that doesn't happen so often.
That was
you do this twice a week?
That was crazy.
Now, we were just talking about him, Ibiza and Radio 1 legend Pete Tong. Amazing to know that after all these years in the game, Pete Tong still gets this excited about a guest mix.
And Dennis Cruz crazy after him.
Danny can't keep it together.
I was just imagining Pete Tong getting excited then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
You've probably seen it for yourself, haven't you, Ibiza?
You'll see it for yourself this weekend, Chris.
No, I can't wait.
Water, please. Listen how excited he is.
And Dennis Cruz, crazy after-hours mixes on the way. which gets me so excited.
Danny can't do this.
Why are you so broken today?
Sorry, I don't know. I'm just excited for the weekend.
Right.
Look, I you made
spraying
me spraying
here,
spray.
There, everywhere.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's see if we can get through this. Come on.
Sprayed all over the floor over there, Danny.
Here we go.
And Dennis Crew's crazy after hours mix is on the way, which gets me so excited.
No, he can't do it.
What's he doing?
He can't get through it.
It's sort it out, man.
Every time.
Right, I promise I'll stop. The whole way through, I'll
Chris
put it.
Is getting an absolute hammering today.
I think, like, last chance on this one.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I promise.
And Dennis Crew's crazy after hours mix is on the way, which gets me so excited. I have to knock one out myself.
Scott played a full thing.
I have to knock one out myself.
That's how excited he gets. Oh, I can't see.
Oh, go again. Oof. That was
again?
Amazing. Yeah, one more.
Okay, put water in then.
In full.
Water.
Mm. And Dennis Crew's crazy after hours mix is on the way, which gets me so excited, I have to knock one out myself.
Okay, we continue.
No words. Nice, by the way.
One of our absolute favourite clips from the archives now. It's Len Goodman's Holiday of a Lifetime, a show where Len and his celebrity guest revisit some of their favourite holidays from the past. Such a good show. Generally involves dipping your toes in the sea in Margate with Len Goodman. And having some cockles. Judging by this clip, it's true what they say about Brits abroad. Listen how demanding Len and his guest are to the waiting staff. They're literally gagging for it.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
This game's peaked.
Oh, it's peaked.
I didn't think you were going to beat the people.
Have you got a spare dick?
Who's that? And finally...
Can you believe
please
it?
Open your set with that in Ibiza.
And finally...
Yeah, good idea.
Danny, you're a mess.
I just imagined it.
It's going to happen.
I think you've done too many gigs. Okay. Actually, why don't you put any of the bingo clips throughout?
Yeah, it's a really good idea. I like it. Especially with the toilets and everything. Mm-hmm. It'll go well.
Yeah.
Bit of tongue in there as well.
Yeah, and this.
Have you another dick back there?
Len Goodman. Okay, one more. And it's a classic clip from the long-running murder mystery show, Murder, She Wrote.
What?
I know. Water, please.
I'm getting you back with that.
Come on then.
Get ready.
Here we go.
I have to knock one out myself.
What?
Sorry. Pete Tong slipped in. Okay, we're going over to Murder, She Wrote now with Angela Lansbury. Water, please.
Nearly out.
Now, I'm no private detective, but you can't argue with this, can you?
Jessica, you did real well.
Sure, you solved the murder, sure, but nothing beats that warm all-over feeling you get from nailing another man, right?
That was... What an Ibiza warm-up that was.
Well, that was a good one.
That was brilliant. Danny Howard on Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
You boys, you have fun this weekend in Ibiza.
Yes. Can't wait. Scott
Mills. That is an epic pop song. Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do. On BBC Radio 1, also Rag & Bone with As You Are. I've stopped doing that recently. I'm going to start doing it again.
Never gets old.
Rag & Bone. Gold in there. Love Me Like You Do.
R&B.
Coming up, 2:40 today, bangers. Feeling a bit smug, but it's only Tuesday. I won yesterday with What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club. What happens if you've never heard bangers before? I pick a song, Chris picks a song, one of you lot comes on the phone to decide which one gets played on Radio 1. It's a very simple idea, but people get well into it.
You beat my option yesterday, which was D12, my band. It was like being robbed whilst being robbed.
Right.
It was that much of a robbery.
I apologise. Are you ready for me to hit play on my tune of the week?
It's my favourite. I love it.
You know, sometimes when we have a meeting after the show and I listen through tracks that could be potential tune of the weeks, sometimes I get nothing from you.
That's
I'm like,
wrong.
Do you like this? Or is like, but there's literally no
I remember
facial
this.
Expression.
I remember a while ago you were listening to about, I think there was probably about 10 songs.
Yeah.
And I was sort of sat back and it was after the show and then you played this. And I immediately sort of looked up. And then by the end of this song, I was like, oh my God, this is so, so good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. From South Wales, it's High Contrast. Even the beginning is amazing. Hey, listen, you need to make this your song, your Ibiza song this year.
Yeah,
this
right.
This weekend, right? Perfect summer track from High Contrast. Tune of the week. Right, if the weather could just get a bit better now, like in August, thanks very much. High Contrast, the beat don't feel the same on BBC Radio 1. I just told Chris what the original hook from that was. I think it's a song from 70s.
It's called Long Train Running.
Isn't it weird when you hear the original, though?
Yeah, so I just looked it up on YouTube just to hear the... Yeah, obviously, and it's... Yeah,
but like,
strange.
Sounds really old. And when you hear it in like a new context like that, very strange.
So good though, love it.
High Contrast, my tune of the week, well deserved.
Scott Mills.
Kanye West and Fade on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here. Bangers is coming up, 1-0 to me at the moment. Who are you going to choose, me or Chris? That's at 2:40 and we're going to play a Google game at just after 3 today. We get given, we don't know what it is, but we get given the start of a sentence. We have to try and finish that sentence on the internet with what we think would be one of the most popular answers. That's at 3:10. I like playing that game. You can play along at home as well. Do you know, after we mentioned the blue tick scenario yesterday and how do you get one, I had so many mid kind of level bands and celebrities contact me last night going, okay, so I've got the tick on Twitter. How do I get the one on Instagram again? I just told them to download the podcast.
Scott Mills.
In this world, your eyes are where I'm lost in.
And that's it.
Gross.
Take it off of me, girl. Go on, girl.
No.
Take it off of me, girl. See, if you actually said that, if you said those lyrics, you'd be like, oh, you creep.
It's
Bruno Mars.
It's gross.
That's Versace on the floor. David Guetta remix. You can have that one for your set on
I'll
on Ibiza weekend.
I'll do that one.
I'll just read him, right? Are you missing Love Island a bit?
Not really, no, actually. No. I'm all right. I honestly think there's so much talk of this. Oh, what are we going to do now? Love Island's finished. And it's actually
fine
with it.
Done
Bring
with
on
it
the football season, I say.
Right. You know they don't get paid to go on the show, I was reading earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think they get like a, I don't know, they get a bit from ITV because loss of earnings.
But they get to
job.
Go in a villa abroad. It's probably good fun.
But they're not making any money. Right. Do you know how much they're going to earn?
Oh, well, huge money.
Like what kind of ballpark figure do you think?
Well, I saw Muggy Mike tweeting, he was like, on one of his tweets said, PAs this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at least sort of 6-7 places, but I'm talking like in 5 days.
When I was in
Muggy
Hull.
Muggy Mike.
When I was in Hull at the weekend, they were advertising in the club that I played at Big Weekend. They were advertising Dom's Dom's, what was it?
A-level
party.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So they reckon Kem has already made 250K. Like, this is for club,
incredible,
club appearances, paid for Instagram posts, photo shoots. How much do you think Jessica is projected to make?
I don't no, not
guess.
Really. Well, Dom's, I'll go for the same then.
2 million.
How? What? Where are they getting these numbers from?
Montana, 1.8 million.
It's, but do you know what the other thing I saw last night? I saw Chris Hughes and I saw Kem's Instagram stories, I think it was, from the club nights that they were in, and they're rapping, right?
They've got a song.
Yeah, so the DJ's like, right, Chris is going to go spit some bars now, and he does his thing. It's like, when I was a little bit, leave it, and, you know, it's incredible. Fair play, though. You know what?
Dom, 1.4 million. These are all just projected, but it's a lot more than I was thinking. Okay, we'll get to bangers after Sigala and Ella Eyre.
Scott Mills.
Lewis Brown's been on. He classes himself as a radio geek on his Twitter. He's from Hertfordshire. He says, Mills, I've got a blue tick. Catching up on yesterday's podcast earlier. I've no idea how. I think I'm confused with an ice hockey player. Lewis Brown there. Definite, certified, verified blue tick. Yeah, sometimes if you're mistaken for someone else, I reckon you just get the tick.
Which is completely defying the point of it in the first place.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Blake.
Hello, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Chris, we met before, actually. It's Scott's big opening.
Go again. What's that?
Where?
We met at the Scott Mills Bridge, the big opening.
Oh, mate, the Fleet what Services.
A what yeah. a day. That was...
What a day.
That was...
Quite emotional.
Yeah.
Emotional,
really. So you were there when I did the opening speech.
We had the pizza. Yeah, we had the low-rent applause. Mm.
That's right, we had the pizza with the face on. Like, it was amazing day.
You know, Blake, there was a terrible fire at the bridge.
Was there?
Yeah, and then... But it's fine now. Yeah, no, they're just rebuilding it. It's all good. But I don't think you can go on it at the moment. Yeah. Are you off to Ibiza this weekend?
I am. It was last minute. Literally booked it like at the weekend, so a couple of days ago.
That's so good. That's more fun though when you're like, let's just go. Who are you going with?
Exactly. Well, there's going to be four of us.
Okay. Mates.
Two guys and a girl, yeah.
Okay. Going to come see me in the toilets then?
Yeah. Is that actually where you're going to be, or is that a bit of a joke?
Hang on. No, sorry.
Not
I mean,
joke.
Like, I'm DJing in the toilets on Friday night. High nightclub.
That's what the club's called.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, high.
Okay. I mean, there's other people on the lineup.
Eric Fridge.
Toilets will be where it's at.
But you, at some point, will need to go to the toilet, so go and check Chris out, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Doesn't sound convinced.
Get a selfie.
Yeah, get a selfie, do it.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing loads of, like... Oh, I don't know what he's going to be playing, but it'll be really good.
I said earlier that you should play Supernova, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, write that down.
Random shout, I'll write it down.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers, Blake. Soulwax Night remix of The Gossip, Standing in the Way of Control. I'll let you into a secret. Played it on the summer mix yesterday. Thought it sounded banging. Want to play it again?
Just going again, are you?
I'd like to.
Okay. I mean, it is a good choice from you. Okay, Blake, you can have that. We can have my choice today, which is this. Yeah, man. A little bit of a who, but good toilet music.
It's a
no-brainer. It sounds promising. This is Metro Station. Shake it. Metro Station.
Shake it by Metro Station.
Sorry, Blake, but that's your choice today.
Oh,
good song.
I think on BBC Radio 1, we better have Chris's choice.
Yeah, but who's your favourite radio presenter in the whole world?
Well, definitely you. I want to be a radio presenter, actually.
But you still didn't choose me, no?
No, I was going to, but I did hear that yesterday, and I think it was a bit too soon.
Okay, all right, I hear you. Good one. That was good. That sounded really good.
Cheap
Metro
man.
Station, shake it.
Shake it.
On BBC Radio 1. Although I did want to hear Gossip again. I just had a really random memory of, I think it was an ITV 2 show, where Fern Cotton went to America and lived with Beth Ditto for a while.
That's right.
Did that happen?
Wasn't it like a Fern Cotton
Fern
spent a bit of time with different people?
And she did Craig David and went to his insane house in Miami.
Yeah.
That's and great. Then she went to Beth Ditto's house somewhere.
Yep.
Another memory of Beth Ditto I have is her diving into the right into the crowd at Radio 1's big weekend, I think in Swindon, in just her bra.
Oh, whoa. Happy Beth Ditto memories, everyone.
Who wouldn't want to be there for that? So Metro Station win today, so it's 1-1.
Scott Mills.
Coming up on Radio 1, I have got a little live lounge for you from earlier when Gorgon City and Jute Dumont did it. Real life is coming up from the live lounge. Really good. As soon as they finished, they just got straight on a flight to Ibiza because that's what they do. Also, everything coming up, and I got Rudimental and James Arthur. Mark in Liverpool says, when you're DJing in the toilets of this high nightclub on Saturday night, Friday night. I just keep forgetting because I'm not going. Are you going to finish your set, Mark says, in a David Guetta style? Because he always says, wherever he is, you are the best crowd ever. You just need to like go like, you are the best toilet ever.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Also, you know what you need?
What?
Some crowd effects.
Oh, to make it sound busier.
Yeah.
I don't know. Toilets can be busy there. That's what I'm told.
Yeah, but you need to be like epic like these. You can have these if you want. I always take them with me for the less busy DJ gigs.
And then it tricks everyone into thinking that there's more people
makes
behind them.
Makes it sound
right?
Massive. Also got a crowd sped up here, which makes it sound huge. Listen. See, instantly, there's like 1,000 more people there than there actually are.
I feel like Lucas Graham.
Yeah.
Lucas Graham!
Are you working on that DJ set again?
Yeah, I'm just doing it now.
Do you want to do that after the show?
I don't understand why you've got a problem with me doing it now.
No, just like, concentrate. This is Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. You know how a search engine completes your answer for you? We've got to try and find the most popular answers. Google Game is coming next.
This is BBC Radio
1. I'll tell you what, I am bang up for a Google Game today, are you?
Keen.
We're about to get given the start of a sentence. We have to try and finish that sentence with what we think are the most popular answers on the internet as of today, the 1st of August, 2017.
This has previously thrown up all sorts of interesting stuff, actually, about you and about me.
Yeah. So let me give you an example. If I type in to a search engine, what is the best way to, the most popular answers that it completes the sentence with are, what is the best way to clean my windows, clean my TV screen, get rid of ants, and store potatoes?
I probably wouldn't have guessed any of those.
No.
If I was to say, what is the best way to, my first thought might be rob a bank. Or, what is the best way to...
Please don't do that, by the way.
No, I'm just saying, but first thought to your head, you know? That's what makes this game really interesting, though, because it kind of shows what you would type in rather than actually what is the most popular.
I can't have you on Crime Watch in the reconstructions.
Listen, I've got no plans to rob a bank.
Right, okay, just checking. Okay, so can we have the sentence, please, that we've got to try and finish? Remember, we're looking for the most popular answers.
How do I get better at...
Oh, okay. Well, first one that pops into my head, because I am bad at it, arm wrestling.
Okay.
I'm terrible at it.
You see, I would have thought that's one of those types of things that you're really good at, like strangely good at, freakishly good at.
Come and have a go now, come on.
Oh, I don't know, I'm feeling a bit hot, so it might be a bit of sweaty hands. We've never actually arm wrestled, have we?
No.
Oh, well, hang on, so, I need to win this then.
When was the last time you arm wrestled, please?
Oh, not for a while.
No, same. Let's try it now, come over here.
Okay, Prob should video this. 1 second.
Now, I've been going to the gym quite a lot lately, but that doesn't seem to make any difference when it comes to the arm wrestle. I don't know why.
Okay. You know how to do this properly, right?
Yeah, you're not allowed to put your arm up.
Why have we never done this? This
I know.
Is mad.
Okay, here we go.
I worry you're going to move your arm and say, you've got a better grip, you've got a better angle. You've got a better angle.
Okay,
so
it's you'll see how bad I am.
3, 2, 1, and go, really.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
You see?
Yeah, he's really bad.
Awful. No strength there. I thought I'd have cracking forearm strength.
What you've got is you've got weak wrists.
Yes.
You're a bit limp-wristed.
Yes, I am. So that's my first one.
All right, I'm going to be honest as well then. How do I get better at kissing?
Right, that was going to be one of mine as well.
Was it?
Yes.
Now, real talk here, I actually don't think I'm a very good kisser.
Do you not?
No, I don't.
I've never seen you do it.
And I know we've spoken before about different techniques and stuff like that, about what you're meant to do, and I think that confuses the situation. Remember before we were talking about kind of whirling your tongue around in someone else's throat and...
The washing machine.
Yeah. Do you know what? Maybe I'm doing myself a disservice. Yeah. I think I'm okay, but it's not something that we can really test out right now, like the arm wrestling,
well,
is
I'm
it?
No, exactly. I mean, that would escalate if so.
But I think I could be better, and I want to be one of those where it's like, I kiss and the sparks are fly.
Can I say something as well? I think I'm really good at it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think you are. I think that's more an ego thing.
No. I don't really have much
of
an ego.
Should we contact someone and ask them?
No.
Maybe we ask four different people and get an aggregate score. And I do the same. So here's the game. We ring four of your exes out the blue and get an aggregate score on your kissing. Do you see what I mean? To see if it actually is as good as you think. I don't think you're as good as you think.
I think I'm banging at it.
We need to test this somehow. I don't know how to test it. You see, I was going to ask you, how are you meant to practice away from human is it on a pillow or
on your hand?
An apple pie or like what is it? What is the proper place to test it?
Did you used to practice on your hand?
Try and make lips there. Yeah, but like, then that's
I'm doing it now.
Try and make some lips like
at school and that.
Pillow is the other one as well. I bet you there's people listening right now that have got off with a pillow.
I'd quite like to know what people practiced on. Let us know, please. 81199. Obviously, we can read out the ones that are suitable.
It's the same with the classic bra straps behind the pillow as well, which is another weird situation, isn't
Say
it?
Say again?
That some people practice taking off bras by attaching them to pillow. I've not done this. Attaching them to a pillow. And so I'm telling you, Scott, there'll be people listening right now that have done this.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, well, how else are you meant to practice? Away from human.
Well, this is all new to me.
It's not something you tend to deal with so much, is it, Scott?
Not really, no.
In your line of work?
Ever. I get girls asking me to zip up their dress a lot.
Do you?
But not so much on the way down.
No.
Okay, so we've got arm wrestling, kissing and the bra thing. And let's not do bras.
No, kissing.
Kissing, okay. I think that at the moment is my favourite. Mm. We'll do a couple of more after this.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
See, I really like that. Louis Tomlinson, Bibi Rexha, Digital Farm Animals, back to you on BBC Radio 1. So here we go. Lauren in Frimley was often to be found in her teens practicing on an apple.
Yeah, fruit seems popular, doesn't it?
For the kissing there. Actually, a peach, I think, would be better.
This is a good
It's
one.
More lip-like, isn't it?
My brother Tom...
do you know what I mean? It's like apples a bit hard.
Luke on the M6 says, my brother Tom used to snog plums.
Right. Yeah, I can see that once again, because fleshy. Ugh, I just said fleshy.
Ben in Norfolk, a boy I went to school with back in the day, used to practice on his knee.
Yeah, yes, knee is popular. This guy used to practice on a wet tile in the shower. What? Well, each to their own. BBC Radio 1. We are in the middle of the Google game on BBC Radio 1, and once again, it's thrown up a lot about ourselves. We're not actually very good at guessing what the most popular answers on the internet will be, but it is a good way of looking far into our minds and seeing what's going on in there. Okay, have you got any more?
But I was going to say, how do I get better at being romantic?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you really need this.
Right? Because the problem is, I've been going out with my girlfriend a while now, and I've done all the obvious things. Mm. Literally done them all, Scott.
Sometimes you ask me.
Yeah,
am
exactly.
I allowed to say that?
Yeah, well, that's true. Mm. But what's interesting is I think there'll be people out there who are exceptionally good at finding little quirky dates and things like that.
Yeah.
You are kind of like that person. You're good at thinking outside the box, so to speak, which is important. That's not a turn of phrase, by the way. That's ideas.
I think I am quite good at it. Like, I always know places that I think that they would like, I think.
Yeah. You're good. I mean, what is the most romantic thing you think you've ever done?
Well, there was a time where I arranged a picnic overlooking... And you know I love a picnic.
Yeah.
Overlooking the whole of London. So it was like a high-up vantage point in London, right? So you could see all the London landmarks. A beautiful view of London, right? But I got moved on by the police.
Why?
Because they were like, we're not allowed to be here having a picnic.
Oh, so it's like extreme picnicking almost.
You know, they have those police that go around the parks.
Yes. Mounties.
Them. They were like, you need to move on. So it never actually happened.
Oh, what a shame. But the idea was nice.
Yeah.
So
they did tell me to get out.
I think this is the kind of thing I might Google because I want to try find different ideas for dates. I'm sure there's people listening right now who are those types of people. They kind of annoy me a little bit. I see some of my friends pop up on Facebook and they've got these banging date ideas.
Yeah.
And I can never think of them.
You're either that person or you're really not, yeah. I think.
She's always having a go at me for not being romantic enough.
Yeah, but you're not. I've got one. How do I get better at confrontation?
Oh, you're horrendous with it.
I can't do it. I just run away with my fingers in my ears going la 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 like it's not happening. Even sometimes, like when it's not really confrontation at all, I still get the fear. You remember that scary sandwich shop near here we sometimes go into where they kind of bark at you, right? Mm. So the pressure's on. So you order and then they give you a number. No one knows what the numbers means. It's like, right, 46.
Yeah.
And then you have to go and pay at a different counter and go, hello, 46. They always shout. I can't bear going in there now.
Yeah, you actually don't know where to stand in this place.
No.
I think what you're then asking is, how do I get better at being confrontational?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like that either, because I think if you became more confrontational, you'd be a very difficult person.
What do you mean?
Well, no, because you just would be, because, you know, you're not too pushy. And I think if you became a very pushy person, you'd be a real tricky one to deal with here. You'd throw your weight around. Do you know what I mean? There'd be a chair going through the window there, that kind of thing.
Yeah. We've had DJs like that here before. We don't really have any now. You're fired!
Okay, so shall we review the options so far?
Do you remember the one that demanded that there were only red pens in the studio?
I don't know that one.
Mm-hmm. Weren't allowed to have any other colour of biro.
Is it the obvious one I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are we going to do?
Okay, I still think how do I get better at kissing is going to be a very Googleable thing, if that's a word.
We've got arm wrestling. I don't know whether that'll be in there. Confrontation.
Being romantic.
Yeah, okay, let's go for kissing, I think. How do I get better at kissing? Is that one of the most popular answers? Let's find out.
How do I get better at running, maths, drawing, FIFA 17?
Oh, you should have got the FIFA one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Loads of people would have to type that in because they're probably rubbish.
I really thought kissing would be in there, you know.
Mm.
Once again, we didn't get any of the answers that are the most popular when it auto-completes the question for you, but let us know if you played along at home and you got one of them right. Tell me about it. Ibiza, make some
noise! Radio 1 has landed in the dance music capital of the world. And we are bringing the party.
Are you ready?
Annie Mac, Danny Howard, and Mr. Jam present tres noches de música electrónica increíble.
It all begins on Friday night, when I will be live, back from the new High Nightclub.
With Eric Pritz,
Nele,
Pete Tong,
Kulch,
Beat Race, and
Chris Stark in the toilets.
Who came to party today?
BBC Radio 1. Friday night from 7.
I still can't believe you're on that, mate.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Chris is playing in the toilets of a nightclub in Ibiza at the weekend. Part of Radio 1's Ibiza weekend. Last minute addition to the bill. So many good DJs on. And Chris in the toilets.
Easy now.
I'm not going. Do you think there's a reason for that? I think there's a reason they haven't invited me.
Why?
Because I think that I probably would be that annoying person, that annoying guy, or sometimes it's a girl, who comes up to you, and this happens a lot when I DJ, I call them the have you got.
Yeah, the have you got.
You know who I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine, right, you're playing this, right? I'm leaning over the DJ booth. You're trying to concentrate, and I'm going, mate, have you got ATB 9pm till I come?
It's so true. So true.
I'll play it later.
Just enjoy the music.
Mate, have you got On the Beach, but I want the Yolanda remix? Not the other one. And then even worse, half an hour later. Mate, I asked you half an hour ago for the Yolanda remix of On the Beach. You haven't played it yet?
Have you got?
Have you got?
This is why...
Right, let's imagine it. Okay,
great. No, but this is what I'm saying. This is why it's good that you're not there, because it'd be annoying.
Oi, have you got DJ Jean, the launch?
Shut up.
You wouldn't say shut up to me, though, would you?
Well, no.
Have you got Energy 52
you.
Cafe Del Mar?
I'm trying to ignore you.
I asked you half an hour ago. Have you got?
Go away.
Have you got?
You're ruining my moment.
You got any Taylor Swift? No, we're in Ibiza. That would be me, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so you.
Have you got? Listen, I wish you the very best of luck for this weekend. Your
Thank
Ibiza
you. Why
debut.
Why was so sincere?
Oh, there's no point being annoyed, is there? So yesterday.
You don't know how to feel about all this, do you?
I do, and that is... Have you got On the Beach, the Yolanda remix? Wish I was going, because I would be leaning over in your ear the whole time.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yeah, you stay on my mind. That's Disciples on BBC Radio 1. I'm in a really weird mood today. What's wrong with me? Mate, have you got...
None
mate, have you got Kerncraft 400 Zombie Nation?
I think the reason you're not going is no one could take you seriously at this kind of thing.
What do you mean? I've been to Ibiza many a time. What do you mean? I've been before.
I'm saying you're not on the lineup, though, are you?
Not on the lineup.
Or not?
No, I'm the have you got guy. Mate, you got any soap? We've run out of soap in the toilet.
It'd be so annoying.
It's spare paper, mate. You're secretly glad I'm not going. Okay, here's your summer mix. It's a road trip, the journey home. That's your Tuesday show. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.